Art, how did WSU pull this off?
Two things, money and desperation. The Cougars are recipient, as are all Pac-12 schools, of a whole bunch of money from television based on a new deal that was secured this year. Fox and ESPN are going to be paying $3 billion for television rights to football and men's basketball. And as a result of that, the Cougars have money that they didn't normally have. And they also have been 9-40 in their last 4 years under Paul Wolf, who they fired Tuesday. And so they said, let's go for the big name. And Mike Leach is one of the biggest names in college football, even though he hasn't coached in the last couple of years.
And you're calling this a high-risk, high-reward hire.
Yes. Mike Leach has, in 10 years at Texas Tech, taken the school to 10 bowl games, had one of the highest-rated passing offenses, and it was just an absolute spectacle. The guy is a master innovator on offense, very accomplished, and I think is going to make Cougar football as exciting as it's ever been. But he's a high-maintenance guy. He does things in an unorthodox way. He is blunt-spoken. He says things about his own players as well as other players that are not politically correct. He's a very bright guy. He's got a law degree from Pepperdine. He's also fascinated with 18th century sea piracy. And so I mentioned in a column, I said, hey, this guy is the demon spawn of Johnny Cochran and Jack Sparrow. And so he's a really colorful, dynamic character that fits in the great tradition over at Washington State of George Raveling, Jim Sweeney, Jim Walden, Mike Price. You've got to be an outsized character in Washington State because you're not in a big media market. And so he's going to fit in well there. He's going to be an attention grabber. But he does things in such unorthodox ways that there are going to be parents, and there's going to be some opponents and other people who are going to be upset with him. So he's going to have to be managed.
Well, Leach has some controversy that he comes with, and that includes a lawsuit that's still ongoing.
Yes. He was fired by Texas Tech for insubordination at the end of the 2008 season because he allegedly put one of his players in a shed during practice as punishment for not performing well. Well, Leach's version is that there was no shed, there was no locked door, the kid had a concussion, and he asked him to stay in an open room, watch practice, but stay out of the light because concussion victims are often sensitive to light. So there's a dispute about exactly what happened, but there's no dispute that a prominent broadcaster, Craig James of ESPN, put a lot of pressure on Leach because the kid was his son. And Craig James believed his son wasn't getting enough playing time and became very annoying to the Tech staff. So the case is still pending against Texas Tech and ESPN. And until there is resolution, I think Leach was radioactive to most schools. Washington State was in a desperate situation, and they had the cash now that they didn't have before. And they said, let's make a deal. And Leach apparently agreed to terms almost immediately to get back in the game, and especially at a place where he can build up very, very quickly.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.